We're learning Simon Tov Mem Beis, Sif Katan Sif Aleph. We're also in the middle of Sif Katan Aleph. Today is December 4th, 2012. Chaf Kislev Tavshanayin Gimel. We stopped yesterday where it says, V'chein Heichadika Shishim. Okay? That is, it's around 12 lines down in the Deirshu edition from the beginning of the Sif Katan. Okay? I always suggest to use those little sticky notes. This way, it keeps us on track where we are. So, the topic of discussion was here that we're learning now about is Ntarovis Chametz. Just going to read the words of the Mechaber in the front page in front of us, and the Mechaber says Ntarovis Chametz Oivin Olav Mishum Bal Yura Bal Yimotze. A person who has a mixture of Chametz which is edible, he transgresses this or Bal Yura Bal Yimotze. And as they have in the sheet in front of you, the terms number 1 and 2 Bal Yura. Is the prohibition against owning chametz, and Bal Yimotze is the prohibition against bearing responsibility for the chametz. That's from the sheet that I just passed out. I just read those terms for you. We're in the Mishnah Berurah now. Yeah, I just wanted to get back in track here. Okay, v'chein heichadika shishim. In the case where you have shishim, af min b'she'ena minoy dina hachi. The same halacha as by min b'she'ena minoy. Now, if you want to know what min b'she'ena minoy is, so we have those on our sheets number 11, which we said earlier. Number 11 is a blend of two unlike items, chametz flour and potato starch. Okay? Unlike items. Eino mino. For those who are listening along, we're reading from those terms from the Deer Shoe sheets which they handed out. You can email me or call me at 732-407-3178 and I will try to get it to you as well. There is 60 times more. Af min b'she'ena minoy dina hachi. The halacha is the af the isura b'mashu. Even though there's an isur of chametz, any smallest amount, hari einay rak midrabbanan. It's only midrabbanan. B'wadin shari dvarim she'ein b'hem isur deraisa la'shoisam. Other items which there is no isur deraisa to keep them around. You're welcome. So, just for those who are looking for the place, we are a little past the Sifkat Vav of the Sharet Zion, which is in the Mishnah Berurah. By the words, Rak Midrabbanan. Rak Midrabbanan Tzarech Levarom Be'er Pesach, you have to destroy this Chametz Be'er Pesach. V'mishochach V'nizkar B'Pesach Tzarech Oz Levarom. If a person forgot to destroy this Chametz before Pesach, he has to destroy it V'nizkar B'Pesach, he has to destroy it on Pesach. V'im Avar V'loi Biorom Ad La'achar Pesach Mutar Machila. Then it's mut b'achila. If it's after Pesach, then you can eat it. V'im ein, if you did not destroy it. V'im ein by chametz be'en ela tam chametz. What does mean chametz be'en? If you look at number 6, chametz be'en means an undiluted iser. Chametz be'en means the actual item is there itself. That's what be'en means. Ela tam. But you'd hear in this case you're saying ain't by chametz ben. You don't have chametz ben. What do you have? You don't have the actual chametz. You have the taste of the chametz. Kegoyin shebishel eizah davar im chametz. For example, you cooked something with chametz. Veheiser ha-chametz. And you remove the chametz. Lo yinisher boy el hatam. What you have left there is the taste of the chametz, not the actual chametz itself. Deloy haya boy shishim levatla. You don't have 60 times greater to mevatel it, to nullify it. Av de asur la'achla midaraisa mishum tam ki'ikr. Even though it's asur to eat midaraisa because of tam ki'ikr, which is number 8 on the sheet. Tam ki'ikr. When the essence, meaning the flavor, of a minimal amount of the iser can be detected in the combined food, the iser cannot become batel. Tam ki'ikr. Okay? Mikomokoim le'inyon bal yiro mitzad erachoyk Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov says in regards to bal yiro, the ain oivar, you don't transgress the iser kaven the ain by ma'amosha shall iser. If you don't have the actual iser there, the Chok Yaakov says you don't transgress the iser of bal yiro. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has a beautiful explanation for this. And number 7 explains that the iser bal yiro, he says, because of harinemar lo yeiro lecha, you should not see the chametz. V'hatam v'tam hachametz habalu b'tam shul einu v'chlal chametz hanira. I'm reading from the Deir Shu now. the taste of the chametz, which is absorbed, you don't see it. So he explains, then tam chametz abalua betashal einu bechlal chametz anira. Luma zois kishemamoshes chametz murevitz b'maychal acher. But when I have the opposite case, I have a mixture of chametz which is mixed into the other food, even though it's not recognizable, that other chametz, nonetheless, it's still considered to be chametz anira. Let's explain this. Here we're saying when it's just tam ki ikar, all I have is the taste of the chametz, I do not transgress the isur deraisa of bal yiroi. Why not? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because I don't see it. I don't see that chametz. You taste it, that's not an isur deraisa of bal yiroi. If it's mixed up with another other food, then that taste, that isur is still there, explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Let's take questions after we finish the Sifkat and Aleph, not to confuse the matter even more. Even though you don't violate it, it's a midiraisa, midirabanan, it's still aser to keep it in your possession. And you would have to destroy it if you find it on Pesach. If it was over a shah, ad achar Pesach, if you had it in your possession until after Pesach, the Mishnah says you don't have to forbid it to derive benefit from it. Now, I want to clarify, benefit does not mean eating it. Many times we associate benefit from a food item with eating it. There are two different categories. Hana can be also monetarily speaking, that a person can sell it. Achila is eating, and we see this difference over here very clearly, as sometimes something is permissible v'hana, but it is not permitted v'achila. You can sell it, but you cannot eat it. So here he says you are permitted to get hanah out of it. The kaven shalay over al isur shel Torah, since he did not transgress the isur deraisa, but meshehisha isoy, and this that he had in his possession, lekonsuach chacham laosoy, Chazal did not say it's forbidden for you to derive benefit from it. Ubaachila, however, asher shekedai laachmi. So you see a difference right here. Ba'achila says it's kedai, it is appropriate to be machmir and not eat this type of chametz that was in your possession over Pesach, this tarubus of chametz, a mixture of chametz. V'yesh chok and svirluhu, there are those who disagree, they came in sha'also ba'achila min ha'tayra, chai v'bir gam kem min ha'tayra. That since it's also ba'achila min ha'tayra, it's also the obligation to destroy it is also midaraisa. M'me'ela, therefore, im avr v'la biroi, if one transgressed and did not destroy it beforehand, gam la'achar Pesach aser ba, no, even after Pesach, it would also be forbidden to derive benefit from it. If a makan hefsim merubah, in the case of a hefsim merubah, a person would lose a large amount of food in this situation, or money. Yesh lo hakil, one could be lenient, kidei arishoyna, like the first opinion, that you do not have to destroy it, the chametz. V'chol zeh betavshel shekibol tam mechametz asmai. This whole case is with a tavshel of food that was mekabel, that received the taste of the chametz itself. Abo betavshel, but if we talk about a case where you have a tavshil, a food that was cooked before Pesach in a chametzdika pot, which was used bo bayom, that same day, even though you don't have in this dish 60 times more opposite the chametz that sheniflat gave off, came out, l'soicha min hakedera, from the pot. Nonetheless, mutal l'shoisoi ad achar Pesach, you can still keep in your possession, even after Pesach, for a whole time on Pesach, v'yizor latzniyoi b'cheder, just as long as you put it in a room, she'ena roga leilach sham, that you will not go into on Pesach. You don't want to come in contact with this item, this chametz, on Pesach, this teruvus chametz. K'moish in Yizbar b'simen tof non aleph, as we'll see later on. V'rag be'oifin sh'loi yeh kobesh b'soich ha'pesach b'li chametz. Only in the case that it should not be, we want to make sure that it's not kobesh. What is kobesh? If you look at number 20 on the sheet, he says kobesh is steep. What does it mean? It sits in a liquid to extract the flavor. You pickle it, whatever you want to call it. But it's therefore, there are different cases, whether it's 24 hours or if it's a spicy item, it's 18 minutes. So here we're saying v'rag ba'oifin, this that you're allowed to keep it in possession over Pesach is only the case shloy ye kavush b'soich ha'Pesach b'li chametz. It should not be kavush. It should not sit in that container b'soich ha'Pesach b'kli chametz in a chametz like a pot. The hainu shehurak l'kli Pesach, that it was poured into a kli Pesach, then it's okay. If it's poured into a Pesach like a pot, it's okay. V'im nisbashel. But if it was cooked, or it was kavush, even a pot, which is not used in the past 24 hours, this, you have the terms are here as well. There's something called a ben yomo and ene ben yomo. If you take a look at number 3, ene ben yomo means a utensil that has not been used to heat food within the last 24 hours. We say the halacha is stam keli, the average pot in your house or in someone's house has not been used in the past 24 hours. So in this case over here, we're saying that afilu ene ben yoimai, even if the pot that this food is being kavushin is sitting in and getting the taste from the walls, it's not a ben yomo, still tzarech levar, you still have to destroy it. This chametz, the Torah's chametz. Gil, you had a question? Right. So that does mean see, but what the see means, you shouldn't own it. That's what that's what we're being told over here. Okay. That's what we had the Shulchan Acharav earlier, that when he used the words literally, you shouldn't see that chametz. When it's a mixture of chametz, and then you have in another mixture, you're still seeing it because it's still there. But when it's just tam, when it's just a taste of it, I'm not seeing it. So that's why I don't. Tasting it is tam ki'ikr, is the tam. The tam, that's later on, you have in the sheet here as well. That's number eight. Depending on what the case, the tam ki'ikr could be the raisa. Tam ki'ikr, the taste of the potato in the stew and the fleshic meat is still fleshics, right? You shouldn't eat that with milchics. You shouldn't have that with your cottages. You don't eat the potatoes with cottages. I don't know, but
he says it was Rabbanan when you just taste it.
In which case? There was a lot of cases here.
Just reading now that he says,
you know, how about show me afterwards? Okay, this way we'll okay. Keep a finger on that point where that case was. Okay, Sif Kardin Beis. The Mechaber continues. Oivin Rav Mishum Bal Yirah. Aval Chometz says the Mishnah Brura. Chometz Nuksha. Nuksha is an important word to know. We have the word here on our sheet, number 14. Okay, and number 14, he tells us Nuksha are grains that contacted water, but never fully fermented. So it's not 100% bona fide chametz. He says in the second part of that, he says fermented grains that are inedible. And we'll see this both of these explanations right now. Aval chametz nuksha, einoi oivir alav mishum bal yera o bal yimatzei. Chametz nuksha, one does not transgress the iser of bal yera o bal yimatzei. Because it's not real chametz. Right, it's not, right. V'rak midrabanan tzarech levare. Only midrabanan did Chazal say you have to destroy chametz nuksha. V'nuksha mikri, what's nuksha? Davar she'enu chametz gomer, like we just said in the sheets. It's not 100% chametz. K'moy oisan she'hasef midapkin boy nirasayin. Like those items that seif use to stick pages together. What is that? What are those oisan? What does that mean? That's referring to glue. That's right. That's what we call glue. Okay. Oisin mikemech mayim, right? What you? How do you make it? Flour and water, right? Like in the kindergarten, they want to make the glue and the dough and all these things. They take out the flour, right? That's what I think they do. Take out the flour and the water, and the kids get all excited and they come home with the sticky hands and everything, right? So he says, oisa shloi nimsa ba adayin shum sedek, or a dough that doesn't have cracks yet. If a dough has cracks, that's another sign that it's chametz dick. If it, you know, when you have the dough, you're making dough. It's drying out, then you see it's chametz dik already. But if it doesn't have any cracks, then it's not chametz gomer, it's only chametz nuksha, he's saying. Rak shech sifu panetz, turning the silverish color, the top of it. Oy she'en roi lachilo rak tzas. Shlomi, you see what he's saying here? It's only edible a little. I mean, listen, no one wants to eat glue. I wouldn't recommend it, right? You know, adults or children alike. But it still has some ability to be eaten the only ketzas, he says. He says in the brackets, V'daka shemi'oilam loy hoi roi l'achila, chometz nuksha has to be that was never in the state of roi l'achila. Never able to be eaten. Aval im niskalkel, but if there was chometz gomer, then it got ruined. We need it to be ruined up to a point where it cannot be eaten by a dog. We'll see tomorrow in Sif Beis that chametz has to be inedible to a dog for us to say it's not edible food on to be conserved. If one transgressed and did not destroy it, we'll see later on. So the Mechaber is telling us, Kigoin, for example, Hamurius back in top of Mechaber on page 26, right where you are. Hamurius, Vekukta Chabavli, Vesheikhar Hamadi, Vechol Kayoitse Be'elu, Midvarm HaNecholim. All these different types of items that are edible. These are items of Taruvus of Chametz, mixtures of Chametz, and we have to destroy them, get rid of them before Pesach. Sifkot and Gimel, Hamurius. What is Hamurius? The Mishnah Berurah tells us it's a min maichol, it's a type of food, hanase mishuman dogim, which is made out of the fat, the oils of the fish, im kemach koloi mat umayim, with roasted flour and a little water. So you have a recipe over here as well, if you want to make some morius over here. Open up the Mishnah Berurah, siman taf mem beis, sif kadin gimel. But kutach nase, what's kutach nase mi melach umei chalav? Kutach is made, this food, which you find all over the Gemara, talks about a kutach. What's a kutach? It's mi melach, the salt, umei chalav, the way, W-H-E-Y, the way of the milk, which is the liquid of the milk. Umis arev besoich egam piruri pas. You also have like pieces of bread in there, like a doughy, flaky type of material sometimes, the pastry dough. The Sheikh Ramadi, what is Sheikh Ramadi? Noisin by Sairin Umayim Lachmit, so you put in barley and water to make it ferment. So all of these different items are teruvas of chametz, mixtures of chametz, which one would have to make sure it doesn't have it on Pesach in his possession. Further, Sifkat and Dalit, V'chol Kayotze Be'ilu, Midvar Man Ne'achalim, any items which are eaten, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Kegoin. Chometz ha'adoimi, what is chometz ha'adoimi, or shari dvarim, the different items, dikachoshe b'mishnah, that the Mishnah discusses, sheyesh b'em tarubas chometz, anything that has a mixture of chometz, you have to remove. Now, this might get a little difficult for some people, the next case here. V'yayin sorof, hanas mechamishim mine dogon. What's yayin sorof? Schnapps, which is made out of the five grains. Okay? Hiskimu ha'achreinim. The achreinim agree. Davi chametz gomer, real 100% bona fide chametz. It's not a taruvas of chametz, it's real chametz. The gora mit taruvas chametz. It's worse than taruvas chametz. V'ayim bechayik Yaakov v'mekor chaim du'adin im nasa mishmori sheichar. It's also made out of the sediments of the beer. V'ayim from your godim. So good old fashioned schnapps is also have to destroy it. This was your case of Rav Gedalia, right? The person had a whole collection. Oh no, you told him you had the beer case. But someone had a whole collection of little bottles of, they collected it. And they forgot to sell it. The rabbi told him, pour it down the drain. It was after Pesach. You can't get a hanah. It's chometz lava Pesach. It's chometz gomer. Now, the interesting case there. The gas that they make to carbonate, the soda, it's brought down over here in number 18, the second paragraph of the Dershu. It's made out of chometz. Now, I have no idea. I'm not a chemist. We had a chemist here, but he's not here right now with us. And he says, number 18, the gazim, gas, I'm reading from the Dershu now. No, not in the sheets, the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, which is made out of the chametz. You mix it with liquids, with different drinks. You're going mei soda. Soda. Years ago, I saw, and when I went to Eretz Yisrael, 17 years ago, they had like the bullets, right? You put it right? And then you put in the flavor. So that he says over here, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that is ksheirim lepesach. It's kosher lepesach. The gas that's made out of chametz is no mamash, nothing's there. So it's not a problem to use. You can enjoy your carbonated sugar drink on Pesach. Not a problem. Okay, sifkon hay. We're going to go back now on top of the mechaber. Now we're switching gears. Until now, in Sif Aleph, we've been discussing, please pass the Mishnah Berurah, we've been discussing the halachas of Taruvah's chametz, which is inedible. Now we're discussing the chametz, I'm sorry, which is edible. Now we're switching gears to inedible chametz. Aval davar sheyesh boi taruv's chametz, says the Mechaber. V'ein aroi l'achila, but you cannot eat it. Mutle kaimo pesach, you can keep it in your possession on Pesach. Kigoin arevis habadonin, shenosin l'soich kemach v'oirois. For example, if you have the trough where the tanners would take the flour and the hides, the animal skin, and make, you know, leather items out of it, it would be a chametzika compound. Afilo nosnon shor achas kolam zman abir, says the Mechaber, that even if you put it 1 hour before the time, you make it 1 hour before the time of biur, of destroying the chametz, hareze mutla kaima, you can still keep it in your possession. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hay on the bottom, v'ein aroi l'achila, v'loi gazrinon, we don't make a decree, Chazal did not make a decree, dilma osi l'meichol, kevin shein aroi l'achila klal. How about, why didn't Chazal make a decree that you might come to eat it? You might come to eat this item. So the answer is very simple, says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's not edible at all. Right, the tanner uses to make the leather is not, this whole compound, this whole mixture is not edible. Mashenkein chametz nuksha, however, chametz nuksha, this imperfect chametz, the roi lachila ksas, it's a little edible. Therefore, also l'shoisa, then the chametz nuksha, I cannot keep my possession at all. But this inedible chametz that the tanners made, you could keep it in your possession. How is a mutter l'kaima, to keep in your possession. Sifkad and Vav, Hari Zamut Lakaima and the Mishnah Berurah, Sha'ores Goyermin, Shemasriach Miyad, these hides cause that it gets ruined right away. You can just imagine the process. Now, the Mechaber continues and tells us, Imloi Nosin Ha'ores, Venosin Ha'kemach, Koidim Shloishi Yomim Lashas Abir, Mut Lakaimoi, Sha'ore Nisar Havahivish. If you make this flour and water compound to use to tan the hides, if you do it before 3 days of Pesach, let's say you do it Yud Nisan, then you can keep it in your possession because it gets ruined by the time Pesach comes around. Within 3 days already, it's the chametzdika item that you had is not chametz anymore. It's not edible. However, let's have interest. Toich Shloisha Yamim. If you do within 3 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Chayv Lavar, you have to destroy it. You have to burn this item. Sifkan Zayin, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the bottom of the page, for some editions of the previous page, Chayv Lavar, Da'adayin Roy La'achilahu, Kishmigiz Zaman HaPesach, because within 3 days, when you make this compound, it's still edible. It's Roy La'achilah. So since it's Roy L'Achila and it's Chametzdik, you have to destroy it. To some degree, it's Chametzdik, you have to destroy it. The Kevinch in Chayiv says, Mishnah Berurah, since you're Chayiv B'Bir, Afim Lo B'Bir, Oiv Nishto, Ad Toich HaPesach, Chayiv Lavar, Af Sha'oz, Kvar Niskalkel. Now, let's say I didn't destroy it, and it came Pesach, and it was in my possession over Pesach. I'm still obligated to destroy it, even if it got ruined on Pesach, because when Pesach began, It was an obligation to destroy this type of item. As we'll see in Sebeis, in regards to spoiled, moldy type of bread. The Mechaber then tells us about a case of different items that are used, bandages. We're not going to translate these words because we don't really use these type of bandages, but we're going to read the words in the Mechaber. V'chein ha'kilor v'haritiyo v'spalonis hatariyako. Different types of bandages and items like that that you would put in order to make it, you would make it from chametz. You're allowed to keep it in your possession on Pesach because it's the tzuras chametz, the form of the chametz is not there anymore. It's ruined. Pesach says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches Ulin Achila, in regards to eating that item. We will discuss that. Yisbar le kamon and Sif Dalit. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will pick up from Sif Beis. Thank you.